Ladies and gentlemen, next week is going to be a week of power. How do you go about the business of empowering your team, whether at work, a school team, and you're the one leading the way? You know, you have a project that you're working on and you're working as a team, a nonprofit, a team at your religious organization. How do you empower your team to be effective and dynamic? How do you empower them to keep moving forward, even helping them get unstuck when the forward momentum seems to be bogged down? How do you empower your team to help you as the leader develop effective planning strategies? You know, to pull all that together, that would be your dream team. And Dr. L. Diane Bennett will be joining us Monday, the 18th of February, to tell us how to build our dream team, answering those very questions I just asked. Dr. L. Diane Bennett, CEO of Maximize Consulting, LLC. And I tell you what, she's been working with corporations and with government agencies for years, helping them do that very thing and more. She will be our guest this Monday at 1 o'clock, February 18th, Dr. L. Diane Bennett. You want to be motivated to continue dealing with life optimally despite life's challenges? Angela Marshall will be joining us Tuesday, the 19th, to discuss that very matter. And have you had people who have seen some level of success that you're experiencing, and instead of rejoicing with you, they really got upset about your success, whatever level of success it was? How do you cope with that? That's one of the things that Angela Marshall, also known as Arthur Stone, will be discussing with us next Tuesday. Kent Annan, I'll be bringing him back from his previous Sunday's broadcast. He really helped us think through, using our hearts as well as our minds, how we as Americans respond to immigrants and refugees saying, hey, I'd like to live a better life in America. Kent Annan will be rebroadcasting that one for the benefit of those of you who were in church service on Sunday and didn't hear it when it aired, and you really liked the idea of listening by way of radio. You have roughly 60% of people who get their information via the internet. That means you have about 40% who are not getting it on the internet, but they are getting it. So in order to try to help both parties, we have it broadcast again at 1 hour, usually just 1 hour of the Sunday's broadcast, to be aired again during the week following that, usually on Wednesdays. And of course, for those of you who say, hey, I could go either way, on air, listening to the radio, or online, either way is fine with me. No problem. Just go to speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience. Next Saturday, February 23rd. Can you believe I'm saying that already? February 23rd. The month is already almost gone. But yes, February 23rd. I'll be speaking with Dr. John Caldwell. We're going to be discussing some facts about war, particularly looking at America's war involvements and whether we lost or kind of came to a draw. What led to the draw? What led to the loss? What led to the victories when we won, even when we were part of a team of nations providing military strategies and soldiers? What led to the victories? From his book, Anatomy of Victory, political scientist Dr. John Caldwell is going to be addressing those issues. Go to speakingwith.com. Click on this week's guests and topics. Next week is going to be awesome. We're going to have some great guests. We're also going to have some great discussions solo. I want you to be listening, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about growth. It's all about being built up to live better lives and help others live better lives so that each of us is not only experiencing better moments, but we're letting some of life's best moments come through us. All right. So do this with me. As we go through these different methods for reducing stress, be logging these in our memory banks so that at the end of this conversation, let's go ahead and see how many we can recall without referring back to anything, without looking at, you know, our iPads, without looking at our notebooks, you know, the traditional notebooks, the binders, spiral notebooks. Yeah, without looking back at any of that, let's just recall as many of these as we can. And I will be deliberately repeating each one several times to try to kind of get it lodged in our minds so that when we get to the end of this, we can go ahead and try to recall as many as we can. It's not like we're going to have 30 of them to remember either. Won't be nearly that many. Okay, so we've already talked about airing our grievances, airing the grievances. And when they said airing it, though, this is what kind of makes that tricky. You hear airing the grievances, that's a play on words, because we would normally think about, okay, you need to talk about it. You need to talk about it. Whatever is on your mind, whatever is stressing you, you need to talk about it. But this time, when they said air your grievances, they weren't talking about talking. They were talking about breathing. Breathing air. Yeah, we inhale air, we exhale air. All right. Of course, technically, in comes the oxygen and out goes the carbon dioxide, but you get the point. So air your grievances. You're feeling stressed? Breathe, breathe, breathe. All right. Now, this is something else we can do. This is important. Don't take this one lightly. I'm giving you a heads up. Don't take this lightly and just brush it off, but also don't get upset and say, ain't no way. No. We're wanting to reduce the stress so we improve our health. So let's take phone breaks. You know how sometimes we can be waiting in line at the grocery store or Starbucks or wherever we are. And so while we're in that line just waiting, we pull out our smartphone and start reading this or reading that. Don't do it. Let that phone stay right where it is, in your holster, in your pocketbook. Let it stay there. By the way, gentlemen, I do want to encourage you to do something that I haven't mentioned in probably a couple of years. Use the holster for your phone rather than putting your phone in your pocket, in the pocket of your pants. They had done studies that indicated that when those smartphones were closer to the men's genitals, they had problems with fertility. So use those holsters. But take those phone breaks. Instead of pulling that phone out while you're in line, just stand there and give your brain a break. Our brains need natural rest periods throughout the day in order to recoup and face the next challenge or situation, according to Dr. Funt. So don't fill them with phone time. Very important. And let me tell you something. The more stressful your day is, the more you're accomplishing, the more difficult the tasks are, the more important it is that we get the breaks throughout the day. So take those phone breaks. So we air our grievances through breathing and we take phone breaks. Something else we can do is create a schedule. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, create a schedule. You know, it can be so tempting to just say, you know, I know what I need to do. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Let's talk about the advantage of those schedules when I come back.